something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make them cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down a block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California, for over 27 years, and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show called Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I'm happy to welcome Janet Martin. Janet, are you there?
I am, Dr. Iris, and thank you for having me.
Well, I'm so glad you're with us today, and I look forward to hearing about what you have to say, and I would like to introduce our listeners to give everybody a little background on you. Janet has been a practicing lawyer since 1984. You can't be that old, Janet.
I know, I am.
No. She graduated from Loyola Law School and has a degree in business and finance. She worked as a staff attorney for corporate America in the banking and business franchise industries for over two decades. Upon going on her own in 2007, during the height of the banking crisis and real estate housing collapse, she focused her practice on providing creative legal solutions to financially stressed individuals and business, including negotiating early terminations of contractual obligations, debt counseling, and pre-bankruptcy planning. Janet decided to focus on small business owners, helping owners set up their business structures, independent contractor and service agreements, client contracts, partnership agreements, and trademark applications, in addition to providing creative legal solutions for problem situations. That's a mouthful, Janet.
Yes, it is.
Janet's married with two daughters, practices law in Mission Viejo, California, coaching and advising in the areas of business, franchise, real estate, and bankruptcy. So, Janet, that is quite a background you have, and I would love to know why you left so-called corporate America to go on your own.
Ah, that's an excellent question, and the answer is simple. I got laid off from corporate America, like probably most of your listeners who have gone out on their own as well. And after being in corporate America for several decades in a franchise, I was in banking, I learned a lot about business and business structures and all of the problems that small business owners go through. And of course, the real estate crisis was happening at the exact same time in 2007. So this was my opportunity, as I call it, an opportunity. You take lemons and make lemonade. So I got my website up and running and said, that's it, I'm on my own. I was actually glad, like most people, relieved to know I finally wanted to do this for so long and needed that little push. And so I've been on my own now for several years, and I love it. I love it. It's so much more rewarding, and I thank you for that question. That's how I got here.
Well, yeah, because I always like to know how people go from that corporate America, getting the paycheck, getting the bonuses, getting your, you know, all those benefits, and then starting on your own, which is quite a shock from what you were doing.
Yes, you go to nice nice living to zero overnight. It was quite a quite a shock. And fortunately, I have a wonderful husband who was very supportive and was able to support me on just his income while I got myself up and running. So I was lucky in that regard. I am lucky in having an asset, which is my brain, to be able to try and make a living at. When mm-hmm. when most people, they would take the layoff as I can do nothing. I can never get a job again. I'm 50. What am I going to do? But I knew I had that knowledge in my brain, and I just needed to refocus it somewhere else, and that's what I did.
So that's very important for our listeners to hear, is that here you took, like you said, took lemons and made lemonade out of something that could have potentially been something very negative. You chose to go beyond that and do your own thing, which is really great. So, Janet, you decided to name the topic of our show today, How's Your Legal Health? Now, we know that my show deals with attitude adjustment and health and wellness and everything just basically about our lives and how to stay as positive as possible. So how did you come up, and what do you mean by how's your legal health?
Yes, legal health. So what I went through, which is what a lot of people went through when they lose their job or they lose something or something happens in their life, is stress. And stress causes all sorts of medical problems, as you know. And so the legal health, as I say, how's your legal health, is how's your stress level, basically. And those things that are causing you stress probably are in some way related to something that you need a legal solution to. You're having a legal issue. You don't know whether or not it's a legal issue. It's some problem. The majority of the stress that we're under is because of something that could be or probably is legal related, and that's what causes us the stress. And so that's what I mean by how's your legal health. It's how's your stress level. And the stress comes from not knowing and not understanding what's going on, what's the ramifications, why am I under this situation here, what are my options. And it causes stress because you know what you need to do. You need to talk to a lawyer. You need to hire a lawyer. You don't like lawyers. You don't want to talk to lawyers. You don't have the money. And so that's where the stress comes from, is trying to find a way to get that resolution but not getting it and just letting it linger and linger and linger and linger. And then the stress causes your legal health to decline. That's what I mean by your legal health.
Mm-hmm. So you said sometimes people don't know what to do. And I remember hearing a statement called, sometimes we don't know what we don't know. Mm. How do you address that? How do you take a client who might not know what to do and address that?
Yes, Dr. Aris, that is so true. We don't know what we don't know. And that is the problem in and of itself. So what I do is the internet now here, the internet, since we've had this internet invention, has been a tremendous way to get information, free information. And so I tell people all the time, I do it myself. I look up issues on the internet that I'm not versed in. I'm a business attorney. I don't know family law or criminal law. And I'll look up something if I want to find some information. There's a whole host of free services, askalawyer.com, and just a bunch of websites. You could just Google whatever your issue is and come up with lots of reading materials. So I tell people, you know, if you don't have the money to hire a lawyer, just go get as much research as you can on the internet for free. It's all free. And the other thing is most attorneys, probably the majority of attorneys, will give a free legal consultation. And I would encourage to take those free legal consultations. Take two or three of them, four of them. Look up the attorneys in your city and make an appointment. Most attorneys will also accommodate a weekend or an evening appointment for those of you that work during the regular Monday through Friday hours. So my answer to the stress caused by the legal issue is to get the information. Find out the information. Find out the different options and the ramifications of those options. It's generally not knowing what causes stress. And if you think you know, you don't necessarily know, because a creative lawyer, their job is to find a creative solution, is to figure out the things you didn't think about or that you didn't think were important. When you come to a lawyer and you tell them your story, the lawyer is listening for certain cues, not necessarily what you think is important, but mm-hmm. what they think is important.
Right, and you guys are trained in that, so you guys know better than us pure individuals, you know?
Exactly.
Okay.
And so that's what I do, and that's what I do, and that's what I would do, is you get as much of the information as you can. Then you can question one lawyer. Well, I read that, blah, 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 blah. And, yeah, you can talk to 10 lawyers and get 10 different opinions. And while that could be frustrating, it's also a cue to you that this isn't black and white. There are different ways to skin a cat, as they say. Many areas are gray, and depending on the expertise of the lawyer you go to, that person can come up with a creative solution. Let me give you an example.
Yes, that would be great.
Client,
that would be great.
Okay. I had a client a week ago who called me. He's in a month-to-month lease, and he's gotten his 30 days notice. This isn't residential. This is a commercial. He has a 17,000-square-foot business, mm-hmm. and he voluntarily entered into a month-to-month lease, which wasn't too bright to begin with, but he wanted to know what he could do to just basically get an extra month out of it. And I was the second lawyer he went to for advice. And he went to the first lawyer who basically said, you know, the letter of the law, there's nothing you can do. You're pretty much shut out. Month to month is month to month. It's, you know, 30 days notice is it. And that is true. So what I did is question him on everything else. Did you pay for any improvements? Did you make any improvements? Did you make any repairs? How much is it going to cost you to move? Did the landlord say anything to you about staying longer orally? And there was all kinds of interesting facts that I could take and fashion some kind of remedy for him, which is basically a letter I wrote to the landlord saying, okay, look, my client has paid $30,000 in improvements based on your oral representations that he'd be able to stay for about a year or so, which was what had happened.
Wow.
So my point is that, you know, you can get different answers, and more experienced lawyers will ask certain questions that you might not think are relevant or important. But that gives the lawyer information that the lawyer could then figure out how to use the law in your favor and come up with mm-hmm. some kind of creative solution or a different option for you.
It's interesting that you bring this example up, because for myself, if that was me, the client, in that position, I don't even know if I would have thought of seeing an attorney for that. I would have just thought that it's month to month, that's the agreement, that's all there is to it. And maybe I would have, but I don't know if I would have thought of hiring an attorney.
Yes, because it seems black and white, and things that seem black and white, but remember, we're trained to find the loophole, so to speak. That's what we're trained to do, is to find a way to, you know, work around the black and white. That's why there's case law. There's always something that can be interpreted one way or the other. Nothing is ever really, really that black and white. Unfortunately, that's why the courts are filled up with cases. But it does give you the opportunity, if you're in a bad spot and you think you don't have a way out, please go talk to an attorney, or preferably three or four of them, and get as many different, you know, options and recommendations and solutions. You'd be surprised. I would doubt that you go to three or four attorneys and they'll all tell you, you know what, you got a dead bang loser, just do what they're telling you. Attorneys don't do that. You know, they're trained to find a way to help you. That's our job.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a break in just a little bit. And your suggestion, Janet, is basically, number one is to check out websites. There's free websites to offer good business advice and free advice. And also consider free consultations with attorneys, and maybe, like you just did, like this with this client, is suggest more than one consultation with more than one attorney.
Absolutely.
And that's great. Now, Janet, how would somebody find you?
Okay, so my website Well, I'll give you my email. My email is Janet, that's J-A-N-E-T, at Janet Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, Law, L-A-W, .com. Janet at janetmartinlaw.com. My website is janetmartinlaw.com.
Okay.
And my firm number is 888-803-6665.
Okay, great. Okay, well, we're going to be taking a break, a very short break, and we'll be back with Janet Martin in just a little bit. Glad you're able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guest a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com. or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years, and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies. Along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today. Hi, I'd like to welcome all our listeners back to our radio show today, Attitude Adjustment. This is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and we are interviewing Janet Martin, an attorney, and our topic is, how's your legal health? And we've been talking with Janet about a few options to decrease stress. And one of the things that Janet suggested is to get lots more information and look at all your options. So if somebody was wanting to choose picking an attorney, Janet, what advice would you give somebody?
Okay, this is important because people that have legal issues really consider that a very private matter. It's sometimes embarrassing. You're getting sued, you're behind in your mortgage payments. You know, maybe you're in foreclosure, maybe your kid has gotten into an accident or done something very embarrassing, you know, stolen stuff from a store. We've all been through this. I've been through all of those things. And so we don't want to talk about it. But I have found that if you do open up to your friends, you find out they have something else that's going on a lot worse than you. But that's my first suggestion is to ask your friends, do you know a lawyer? Do you know a lawyer? You don't even have to say, do you know a lawyer who does this, that, or the other thing. Do you know a lawyer? So you don't have to tell them what the problem is. It's mm-hmm. always better to get a referral. You feel better. You feel trusted. You don't have to worry about that lawyer ripping you off or not taking care of you. So do you know a lawyer? And if they do and didn't like the lawyer, of course they will tell you that. Mm-hmm. But if they had a good experience, they will certainly give you that recommendation. And then they will probably tell you what problem they went through. So you will be a little bit more of comfort in discussing your own problem. But that is the number one way, is to get a referral from somebody you know. And everybody knows at least 200 people. You just don't want to talk to every one of them about your personal problems. But if you send out, do you know a lawyer, blast email, or Facebook, do you know mm-hmm. a lawyer, or do you know a lawyer in family law or immigration or a business attorney, most attorneys can help you with pretty much any general legal matter. We've all had general training. We've all had lots and lots and lots of clients over the years. So most attorneys will talk to you and they will give you a referral if they can't help you. So that's where you can get a lot of your referrals from your friends, your family, your colleagues, your coworkers. I've been asked many times do I know a divorce attorney? That's an embarrassing mm-hmm. question. And, well, yes, I do know a divorce attorney mm-hmm. because I've been through one.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's an embarrassing question, but it does get the information you need, which is mm-hmm. an attorney. You want an attorney that you have sort of vetted through this person, this friend. And then through that attorney, you'll be able to get referrals to other attorneys. And when you do meet with these attorneys, and I do highly recommend you go and meet with them personally. There is something about sitting in the office, kind of getting to see how they look at you and how they listen to you. Phone conversations are fine too, but it is better if you can sit down in front of them and kind of assess whether you think you'll get along with them. That's kind of how most people hire a lawyer, is whether they feel like the lawyer understands what they're going through.
And Janet, are you talking about a gut feeling?
It is a gut feeling. It is a gut feeling. You want to trust somebody with your most personal, private, embarrassing matter, and you're opening up, and you do want to feel comfortable with that person. And it may take a couple of interviews to find that person that you feel comfortable with, but you will. They're out there. Good lawyers are out there. I know lawyers have a bad reputation, and you know that's hard to overcome at first. But they are out there. I know many, many of them. So that's the thing. You go with your gut feel, and you trust them. A personal referral is awesome. With Facebook now, everybody knows somebody. I mean, you're what is it, the 6 degrees of separation?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody knows somebody, and I'm happy to take anybody's calls on any matter, and if I can't help them, I would certainly, I know lots and lots and lots of good lawyers.
Well, that's great, because I was going to ask you that question. Like, if you can't handle a situation, would you be able to refer to somebody else?
Absolutely. I'm a member of the Orange County Bar Association of the sole practitioner section, meaning we just have one lawyer in our office, me. And there are hundreds and hundreds of us, and we all band together, and we have an email list, and we all refer to each other. Does anybody practice this area? Does anybody have ideas for this situation? And I get those emails every single day, and we answer each other's questions. We refer each other to one another, and it's wonderful. It's a great resource. And so, yes, there are a lot
That's
of good
wonderful.
Lawyers out there.
That's wonderful. Janet, the title of my radio show is called Attitude Adjustments. Can you give our listeners two things that they could do to change their attitude?
Yeah. Okay. So in the legal arena, the biggest hurdle would be to overcome your fear. It's always a fear. It's a fear of the unknown. And just overcome that fear and overcome the embarrassment. Those are the two things that we just don't want to have anything to do with, fear and embarrassment.
Okay.
And both of those are attached to legal problems. So if you don't get over it, you will wallow in the stress that continues to eat at you, and your health will decline. And something bad may happen to you legally, too.
And then you'll have to come and see me. Not only the attorney, but you'll have to come and see the chiropractor, right?
That's
we don't
right.
want that both, I mean.
Well, we should be seeing you anyway, because, you know, you play an important role in our health anyway.
I'm kidding. Okay, so your two tips for our listeners is to overcome fear and
to
overcome embarrassment.
Yes, get the information. The bottom line is to go get informed. Become informed. Information is your friend. Information is power. You feel powerless when you don't know, or you think you know the outcome of something, but you don't really know. The legal world is really tricky, and there's lots of twists and turns, and there's always a solution that you probably don't know exists to your issue. And it's not necessarily that something is wrong, too. You may have a legal need that's more positive, and you just don't know. You just think it's too expensive. You want to incorporate, for example, or you want a will, or you want a trust, something that's going to be good and healthy for you and your family and your business, but you just don't. Is LegalZoom okay? Are these online sites okay? You don't want to pay an attorney. Again, get the information. You'll almost always have a free consultation, and why it is that one attorney charges this and another attorney charges that. So get the information. Information is power, and sure. It's also peace of mind.
Yes, I got it. That's wonderful. Now, you mentioned earlier that sometimes out there on the planet, people have this preconceived notion with lawyers. And you mentioned sometimes attorneys have a bad reputation. So I guess my question to you is, it's a big question. What do you think that's about? And how are you different than that attorney out there with that bad reputation?
Wow, great question. Thank you, Dr. Ives. What does set me apart? What does make a good attorney from a bad attorney? My understanding is the biggest complaints about attorneys is, number one, they don't return your calls. They don't keep you informed. And number two, they charge too much. You just keep getting billed over and over again. You don't know what it is, why it is, why are they billing you, why do you have to pay for this? Okay. And they're legitimate complaints. And my divorce attorney was like that too, and I will not recommend him. But what makes me different is those two things alone. I do return my calls. I answer my phone. I give you the updates proactively. You don't have to call me for them. And I try to quote a project rate. What I call project rate is if you want something, then I can give you a quote for it so you can budget for it, and then you know what it's going to cost you. Very few attorneys do this because that's just not how they were trained. They're just by the hour. Everything's by the hour. How much do you cost? How much is your hourly rate? That's what most people think they're shopping for, is an hourly rate. And supposedly the higher the hourly rate, the more sophisticated the attorney is. That's not always the case. So, you know, that's what puts me apart. I will give a project quote to the extent possible, and I do return my calls.
That's wonderful. Janet, we have a lady, I think it's a lady named Vern from Facebook, who just wrote this in quotes, so I wanted to read this to you. Some legal firms should really do a better job of who they hire as receptionists. And this is from this person. I had a toxic dump environmental hazard case and did not settle on two different lawyers because of the condescending attitude of their receptionists. How would you like to address that one?
Wow. That's incredible. I've never heard that about a receptionist. I've certainly heard that about attorneys, that they're condescending, and many of them are. They all think they're, you know, God's gift to the earth, and mm-hmm. It's just not true. It's not true at all. I've never heard that about a receptionist. She must have been trained by those attorneys. They're probably not any better in communicating. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I would not. That's one of the things that you kind of look for. If you're in the middle of a lawsuit, it is very hard to switch out attorneys, but certainly not impossible. You've hired that attorney. You can fire them. When you go to interview an attorney, you're interviewing them like it's an employee. You're going to interview them to work for you, and that's how you have to look at it. You don't look up to them. You're the one that they want as the client. So mm-hmm. you look across to them and see if they are, you know, willing to do, you know, listen to you and keep you informed and that sort of thing. If she's okay. Not happy with the firm, I would certainly look into switching. It's not unheard of.
So again, Janet, if somebody wants to contact you, let's say if they want a second opinion or they're in a situation like this, how can they reach you?
Okay, 888-803-6665. And do indicate that this call was from the Dr. Ira Show, so I do know. And okay. My email, janet@janetmartinlaw.com. Now, I will say I'm not a litigator. I don't believe litigation is the answer in probably 99% of the situations. It's unfortunately one of those things that there are a lot of litigators out there, and that's how they make their living, and so they will influenced you on how great your case is or on how whatever it is that needs to keep the case going. I look for the creative legal solutions short of litigation or in settling litigation.
That's great. That was great. That's wonderful.
Yes. So mediation, arbitration, just different ways to come up with a solution. Well, what do you really want? What do you want out of this? What do they want? Let's try and see if we can give what they want a different way and get what you want a different way, that sort of thing.
Oh, Janet, this has been such great information, and unfortunately, our show is ending.
Oh, my.
I thank you. Yes, I thank you so much. It's been such a treat to have you on our show today. Once again, you can reach Janet Martin by emailing her at janet@janetmartinlaw.com or calling her at 888-803-6665. Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. I am looking forward to our next show on Tuesday, June 11th, with Robin Varney, colon whisperer, specializing in digestive issues and gut pH. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is dr.iris@earthlink.net, and my website is www.driris.com. And I always like to leave with a quote. So this week's quote is, "An optimist sees an opportunity in every calamity. A pessimist sees a calamity in every opportunity." So to my listeners, look for those wonderful opportunities until June 11th. Have a beautiful day.
Phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed cat.